Now's the time our sprockets fit me down.
Sprockets. Wendy Schneider. And Bill Leff is here, too.
I was sure you would do the dance. I don't know you.
I don't.
The Wendy I know would have done the dance.
No, I don't remember how it was. We are broadcasting live from Saturday Night Live, The Experience. What an experience it is. We're at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. And each and every one of you listening should come out and see this exhibit. It was amazing.
Yep.
Very,
I'm going to
go back and take more pictures. Yep.
Justin Kolomsek is here with us right now, the Vice President of Innovation and Saturday Night Live Project Lead here at the Museum of Broadcast. Say hello to him. He's right over there. He can see you, you know. Justin, hi.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
So as Wendy and I have both mentioned, and it bears repeating, we knew it would be good, but boy, it's
we didn't know it would be this good. I'm serious.
It's great.
So happy to hear that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the response we're getting from everybody that's coming to the Museum of Broadcast Communications right now, coming to see this exhibit, seeing 500 artifacts, all real, direct from New York. People love it.
I was getting goosebumps as I walked through the exhibit. It's very exciting. Not all of us, like Bill Leff, get to go to the Bozo Show and get to go to Saturday Night Live. So this is the closest I'm ever going to get.
Right. Is there a jealousy filter on your microphone? We got to make sure that that's hooked up. Having been there to 30 Rock, you do, as you walk through, I'm sure you know this, you get the feeling you're there. It's just, it's like being in New York.
So Mark Locke, I know, who's been on your show, he spent an entire season with at 30 Rock.
Yeah.
And so literally every detail was everything from the elevator bay. I mean, if you go into that elevator bay, if you've ever gone to 30 Rock, you are there.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it looks like, including, and then all the way up here to Saturday with the home base.
You've had at least one cast member come through the exhibit and tell you, wow, it's like being home again. It's like being back in the studio.
Absolutely. Tim Meadows was here for our opening night, and he literally was shocked.
Yeah.
Came out and just said, I'm amazed by this. This is incredible.
Was he amazed by the ladies' man doll that's for sale?
I'm not sure. We have to get him. We have to get him one of those for sure.
With a bottle of Cavassier.
Go back to the very genesis, the very beginning of all this. Who thought it up originally? Who said, here's a TV show that really does mean a lot to our culture. We need to celebrate it.
Yeah, so the exhibit really, again, there's a few different ways that this all kind of came to be for the museum here. It really happened. Premier Exhibitions was looking for its next move, and the museum was looking for a big exhibit. And so it just kind of happened. And it was a year in the making. There's a lot of off and on again with it.
Justin Kolomsek is here, Vice President of Innovation and Saturday Night Live Project Lead here at the Museum of Broadcast. You got to see it to believe it, really. Like we keep saying over and over and over again, we knew it'd be good, but we didn't know it'd be this good. I know a lot of you who are here today have not experienced it yet. It's coming up after the show. You're going to enjoy yourselves immensely. Stick around. We've got more with Justin and more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, Big Shot. Maybe you're not going to hire me now, but in 30 years, I'm going to be Mr. Entertainment. And then you're going to be sorry, because I'm Gumby, damn it.
Cut! Cut! Who told you to say damn it?
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are broadcasting live. And we are rocking into the night. Saturday Night Live, The Experience at the Museum of Broadcast Communications on State Street. And we're talking to Justin Kolomsek, Vice President, Innovation and SNL Project Lead of the Museum of Broadcast Communications. We're talking about this experience, Saturday Night Live, The Experience. This is a self-guided tour. You have no tour guides. It's audio-visual. Walk us through that.
Yes. So.
Oops. Ernie's in the bathroom. Ernie, we need some mic. There we go.
So it is a self-guided tour. People walk through. They go through Monday through Saturday. Totally self-guided. And the reason really for that is because there's so many monitors to look at. There's so much stuff that any time that we have done kind of a docent walking tour through it, you always have at least one person that wants to, oh, I want to see that clip one more time.
Or, it happened when you were giving us a tour earlier. I was lagging behind taking pictures.
Exactly.
And you can take pictures. That's encouraged.
This is actually one of the very unique things about this exhibit is if there isn't a stanchion around it, sit in the church lady chair, sit on the Wayne's World set. It is the 40th anniversary Wayne's World set. It's the church lady chair. It's the Jeopardy podiums. It's everything is real, including the desk that we're sitting at today.
This weekend update desk?
This is the weekend update desk that was used by Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Seth Meyer.
That's excellent. So, that's so cool.
And this is actually one of the things at the very end of the exhibit. You can actually take your photo at the desk, and then they will superimpose either Tina or Amy or Seth or Michael Che. You know, the list goes on.
Can they superimpose Bill out of my pictures and
possible?
Put everybody else in?
You know, we can make it work. Sure.
I love that they let you sit on this stuff, because over at the Field Museum with the dinosaurs, they're very stingy.
You got in trouble.
Got in trouble a couple
of times.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed about that.
You slid down Sue's back.
Yeah, it was fun. Highly recommend that experience as well. Let's talk about the Jeopardy set. That was the set that was used not regularly, but for the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Live, right?
Correct. So the podiums and the actual Jeopardy wall, that was all used on the 40th anniversary show with Will Ferrell.
Yeah. I didn't realize until I read his book that Norm Macdonald, who was on the show for a couple of years, was almost always the writer of those Jeopardy bits. He and Steve Higgins, who's the announcer on The Tonight Show, that they wrote those, because I thought the Celebrity Jeopardy was one of the funniest things ever on the show. Yeah.
You learn. I learn something new every day about SNL, and you just taught me something new.
How about that?
Why don't you be a docent, Bill?
Maybe I will.
We're always looking for volunteers.
All right, I'm in. Upstairs, you have a case that has a bunch of the products that Saturday Night Live has used in their commercial parodies, the actual products that were used whenever they would film them. How did all that come together?
It literally, there are things, there are artifacts that SNL has kept throughout the years, those being one of them. And so I think, you know, Mark Locke, when he created it, he went through and kind of said, here's the most iconic parodied commercials and products. Mm-hmm. Let's go from there.
Before there was Saturday Night Live, the experience, where were all these artifacts? Were they in storage? Where'd you find them?
Some were in storage. Others were literally still in the costume closet. The Belushi Killer Bee costume, literally in a paper bag on a shelf in the costume closet, and they called and they said, we found the bee costume. Or another one of the items that has a lot of Chicago focus on it, there's a pair of Gilda Radner shoes.
Oh.
And they're actually here in the control room, and it's one of the very few items that they still had from Gilda. And it came, they're actually seen here in Chicago for the first time.
Yeah.
They were not in the exhibit in New York.
Yeah.
They brought them here, and they're really something special.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
Is there anything that didn't make the final cut, Justin, that maybe for space sake you just didn't have time to include a set or a costume or a prop, anything?
Every set that we wanted here is here.
Really?
The only thing, there was kind of another photo gallery, but I think having more interactivity is more about, it's better that way.
Yeah.
Where is that giant picture wall where we walked in to see it? That's. Have you guys seen that yet, the picture wall? All right, and listeners at home who come in, explain how those pictures are put up there.
Sure. So when you first walk in to the experience and you're waiting to kind of go into 30 Rock, there's a legacy wall. And the legacy wall is every single cast member, whether they've been on for many years or if they were on for one show, they're on that wall. Everyone from, the very first person on there is Dan Aykroyd. And the order is actually based on contracts being signed. So
Dan Aykroyd was the first one signed up.
Dan Aykroyd was the first contract signed, and Luke Null, a Chicago boy, mm-hmm. is actually the most recent contract that was signed. So that is the order. You start looking at that wall, and you're amazed. There are people on there, Sarah Silverman, Robert Downey Jr., people that are, I had no idea they were on the show.
Well, some of them were featured players. They weren't regular cast members.
Correct.
Sometimes they would try somebody out for a season or half a season, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But yeah, you see the wealth of talent on that wall, and
you forget,
and we keep using this comparison. I don't think there's ever been another show on television ever that can boast that much talent coming from one program.
100% agree.
Yeah.
I mean, you look there. That's actually at times we hosted the Illinois Governor's Tourism Conference after party last night, and there was almost a. there were so many people that were sitting there taking photos of the legacy wall.
Yeah.
And it was like, guys, there's a whole exhibit. Keep walking through. There's so much more to see.
Yeah.
So it is something really special right in the beginning to get you excited and also to kind of test your trivia, too.
Sure.
It's at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, Saturday Night Live, The Experience. Somebody has just texted us and said, coming from Toledo this weekend to see Saturday Night Live, The Experience. Saturday, where should we go for pizza?
Justin, that's your call.
Pisano's, Lou Malnati's,
yeah.
Who knows, right?
Lou Malnati's the experience.
The other thing, the other little plug, we do have some really great partners. We have Harry Carey's next door that is actually offering a discount for anyone that comes through the experience to go
Look
over there and
that.
Have lunch. STK, which is actually in the same building, they're offering $25 off your bill. So it actually, the ticket pays for itself. So we cannot thank our partners there enough as well, whether that be, you know, Grant DePorter over at Harry Carey's, STK in the building. We really appreciate
How about
of,
that? Did you guys know that? You could get a little discount, and this guy from Toledo, or woman, is now going to get a discount.
Justin, we're so excited about this exhibit. It really is so much fun. You guys have done a magnificent job. That's Justin Kolovsak, Vice President of Innovation and Saturday Night Live Project Lead here at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. Thanks for having us.
Thank
we
you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for being here.
Sure, absolutely.